This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So very sadly, Claudette was pretty deadly. Apparently, 13 died in Alabama, and we're hearing that the storm is actually strengthening. So USA Today is reporting that Claudette grew more powerful as it roared off the coast of the Carolinas on Monday, and it regained tropical storm status after deadly racing through Alabama. They say strong winds and heavy rain slammed parts of eastern North Carolina, and the National Weather Service issued flash flood warnings for the area. They say there's a high risk for rip currents posted for several beaches. So sadly, 9 children died in a multi-vehicle crash on Saturday. Also claimed the life of a 29-year-old father of one of the children. And a total of 13 people have thus far died in Alabama. They say Butler County Coroner Wayne Garlock said vehicles likely hydroplaned on a road overwhelmed by floodwaters, although a team of National Transportation Safety Board investigators are going to determine whether the conditions were the cause of the crash. So, sadly, the location of the wreck is notorious for hydroplaning because the northbound highway curves down a hill to a small creek. So Claudette had maximum sustained winds of 40 miles per hour early Monday, according to the National Hurricane Center. The storm was located 90 miles south of Ocean City, Maryland, and moving east-northeast at 28 miles per hour. Tropical storm warning in effect for Cape Fear, North Carolina, to the Outer Banks has been canceled. So hopefully Claudette doesn't go there. So, you know, it's frustrating that here we are. We're already in storm season. I'm supposed to be flying out to South Carolina for the holiday. We're going to be talking about holiday travel in a little bit also. Looks like that might be getting disrupted as American Airlines had to, I think, cancel hundreds of flights because they don't have enough staff and pilots coming back. But in terms of storm, it should hopefully move out into the Atlantic Ocean, go towards Nova Scotia. Not that I want anything happening to Nova Scotia, but at least from America's standpoint, goodbye, good riddance. So there was a 17-vehicle wreck on the I-65 just south of Montgomery. And, you know, I've been driving since the quote-unquote pandemic kind of loosened. You know, it's in Nevada. I live in southern Nevada. So we were basically locked down for about 6 weeks. And then people were back on the road. So we still, thank God, don't have the traffic like we used to. But you see just this zoom. You see this kind of this freedom people feel they're exhibiting. And maybe it's just this sense of, okay, is this finally over or can we go back to normal? But I'm noticing some very dangerous driving. And maybe it's because I'm older now and I'm starting to, you know, sound like a granny on the road. But it's the cell phones. It's the texting. So I came off a freeway yesterday and I'm waiting for the light to change because we're on the off ramp and we're waiting to turn onto the road. And I'm probably behind one car, and then there were two cars next to me, and nobody drives. And the light turns green. And I'm, you know, not saying I'm checking my phone, but I'm looking at my music. I'm, you know, fiddling around. And I look up. It's a green light. No one's moving. So I hate to be the one that beeps. Do you guys do that? Real honk? And then I, like, wave, like, sorry. I don't want to make a... But... So I beep, takes a few minutes or a few seconds, and then all four cars start to drive, including me, because I couldn't because I was driving behind the other person. And this is kind of where we're at right now. We do this at the intersection looking at our phones. And I'm kind of writing a piece on this because it's kind of dangerous. Because what happens is somebody beeps and then you immediately start your gas. Well, what if there's a pedestrian? What if pedestrians are sitting there going, well, these guys aren't moving? Maybe they're not moving because they're letting me walk. Which means you as a pedestrian need to realize that some people are, you know, stupid. And they're just not aware of traffic laws where you're not supposed to be looking at your phone. But it's just this, you know, I'm out there, I didn't die of COVID, thank God, so we're fine, we're immortal. You know, you really start to see these people kind of have this, you know, I mean, they're drinking more, they're doing, you know, they're just taking on, you know, I think more risky behavior. We're seeing STDs rates go up. And I don't know. I just kind of worry a little bit because I think we're going to have this pendulum swing. Again, I don't know what caused this accident in Alabama. You know, I mean, unfortunately, it's deadly conditions. And I think after dinner with COVID, the last thing people want to know is they got to lock down because of a storm. But sadly, somebody drives stupid and it just affects everybody. And so you just need to know when you're driving, you might be following all the rules and using your clicker and turn signal and just, you know, doing everything by the book. And it's going to be somebody else that just comes into your lane or just somebody else that loses control of their car or is just not paying attention. You know, another thing that sadly happens is some people don't have, you know, paid for all their playlists, so they use YouTube for the free songs. So after the song ends, they go onto YouTube to search for the next song. And do they wait until they're stopping to do that and out of their car? No, they don't. They want a new song for their car. So they will YouTube songs, searching, surfing. And this is all while driving. So going back to storms, we are hoping we don't have an active hurricane season, but it has been predicted. Category 1, hurricanes don't reach Category 1 status until they're 74 to 75 miles per hour. Category 2, 96 mile per hour storms. Category 3, 111 mile per hour storms. Category 4, 130 mile per hour storms. Category 5, 157. Put things into perspective. Hurricane Katrina might have been a 5 out in the water, 2005 in the Gulf. But when it made landfall, it was Category 3, tragically killing 1,800 people. So to prepare, make sure you kind of have access to batteries or generators, all right? Make sure you waterproof your medications and, you know, supply kits. Make sure you have canned foods. And we'll talk about prep in a little bit. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Guys, we are back on Dr. Dolly's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly's show. All right, so some of you may want to make sure the kids don't listen to this next segment. This is going to be a little bit more of an adult segment. So one common question I've received probably almost every year I've been on air is women and their sex drive, and how come my wife won't sleep with me, and women going, look, you know, I'm not liking sex anymore, what do I do? And a big issue that I think doesn't get talked about a lot, because everybody's worried that it's taboo, but needs to be talked about, is our vaginas and how to take care of the vagina. Now, men think that if they're married to a woman, they do enough taking care of it, not exactly. In fact, sometimes it gets pretty abused. And so there's really an art to making sure our sex organs are taken care of. I think we really do abuse our body. I think we abuse our teeth. I think we abuse our hair. We abuse our scalps. We abuse a lot of things. And I'm not saying, you know, I'm not accusing anybody of anything, but there is a method. There's a choreography. And sadly, when women age, things start to dry up. And me now having turned 50, one of my biggest concerns isn't bone loss, isn't breast cancer, isn't becoming a grandma. That doesn't scare me. What scares me is vaginal atrophy. Or there's another name for it now. We call it genitourinary syndrome of menopause. Now, my doctor's on it. So I have a gynecologist, and she knows more about me than I do because that's kind of where that's her specialty. I mean, she's there. And so she didn't even want me to go there. So she started me early on these vaginal estrogen little suppositories. In fact, I had a birthday cake the other day, and I decorated them with them, you know, just because they really look kind of like Star Trek-y. They're kind of cool looking. But anyway, so she didn't even want me to go there. And apparently what ends up happening is as we age, men might start having some issues with erections, but they sometimes seem to keep their erections a lot longer than females, being able to keep their lubrication abilities and their vaginal elasticity. And so my theory, which we've talked about in terms of sex drive as well, is in nature doesn't care about relationships and Tinder and, you know, being able to keep a date, you know, after three dates or, you know, they buy you dinner. That's not what the body cares about, okay? Not that I'm saying that's what you should do, you know, after a third date. But what the body cares about is pregnancy. The body is designed, and I know this unfortunately isn't something that we women like to hear, but a female's body is designed to do a lot of things, but one such job is to become pregnant. That's why we have periods. The body expects us to get pregnant. We have boobies, not so we run funny and get back pain from our bras, but so that we could feed our young. So our bodies are very intricately engineered to help procreate. Well, when we get to an age where our procreation might sadly make offspring that might not be as genetically strong and evolutionarily advantaged, our sex drive starts to drop and our ability to have sex may start to drop. Now, the male animal can well into their geriatric years impregnate, but we females, no, there's a time when we can't get pregnant anymore. Our ovaries are like, we're done. So if the ovaries are done, there's not a lot of incentive for the body to make sure the vagina is all happy and all that. Because again, the body was never designed for fun. Yes, there are aspects to the vagina, including the clitoris, that's supposed to allow somebody to enjoy sex. If sex isn't enjoyable, then they will never have it. But in terms of if you aren't getting pregnant anymore, that's beyond our pay grade. So it takes us as women, to those of us with vaginas, to make sure that we keep things lubricated. Now, estrogen is the go-to. Now, I understand some people can't take estrogen. But if you're still able to take estrogen products, your estrogen is what helps keep things pliable, elastic, moist, able to do what it needs to do. It helps you still be able to enjoy sex. If you let it dry, if it goes, then vaginal atrophy is probably one of the most painful things a woman could experience. There's tearing with sex. There's pain. There's burning when you pee. Some women feel like they have a UTI. And they feel that way because the urine and its acidity burns down there. So they go, I'm having burning when I pee. Well, it's because the vagina is thinning and you're kind of more sensitive to things. So if we want to thicken it up and make it more juicy, we sometimes have to replicate our younger years and estrogen. So there's not only vaginal estrogen suppositories, but there's also estrogen that you could take transdermally, orally, etc. Now, if you cannot take estrogen, There's also progesterone. There's lubricants. There's actual moisturizers. So there's ways to moisturize. It's not going to be the same as when you're 20, but there are moisturizers. And let me see if I have some names of some of these brands. I don't know much about it, but they're called KY Liquid Beads. Replins. I'm not sure. I need to look these up. One looks like squid, but it's not. It's called Sliquid. Oh, wow. Sliquid. Huh. All right. It's called Sliquid. Anyway, these are moisturizers you could use. There are lubricants. The lubricants help for the day of, or the night of, or the nooner. But sadly, a lot of times it's not enough. So when many, you know, people are frustrated that they're not having active sex lives, and they feel their partner's like, I don't want to, I'm not in the mood. It could be a mood issue, but it could also be just there's something biological going on. And that's why I talk when sex drive drops, always have a good gynecological exam from a female standpoint, from a male standpoint, get your testosterone checked. Sometimes it could be psychological. If you're having issues with erections, kind of sometimes don't want to face failure, which is totally fine. Right? You know, a lot of times our partners are pretty understanding. You could still have intimacy, and sometimes if you could get over that, the erection comes. But there's a lot of psychological sometimes, you know, where people think, oh, no, you know, the kids are here, or, you know, there could be a fire, or I don't look good today. And so you got to kind of get that mindset out of there, right? And it's going to take a lot of communication. It's going to take a lot of coaxing. But when there are biological issues where it's painful, whether somebody doesn't want to tear, if they feel like they're going to burn for the next week afterwards, those are things that could be addressed. Now, some people say once you have vaginal atrophy, you can't gain it back. You actually can. You can. It's not going to be like when you were 20, but you will be able to, you know, same thing with, you know, men and their testosterone loss. Women also lose testosterone. There are ways to supplement. You know, in medicine, we're not looking for 100%, but we are looking for better. And so there's a lot of ways to make that better. Some people have asked about laser therapy to change the shape and try to stimulate new growth. I don't know how the studies are looking on that. So I know there's like, you know, vaginal rejuvenation. Here's my thing. If I have any money to rejuvenate anything on my body, I got like what everybody sees. So I don't know if I'm really going to do anything there later if I need to. But apparently the thinking behind that is if you laser and you affect some of the tissue, it'll grow newer, younger tissue. That might not always be the case. So I'm still waiting for some more studies on that, but I have not recommended any of that yet until I can be convinced that it won't make things worse. You know, you're already kind of thin. If you're in your 50s or 60s, it's really difficult to expect that it's going to have baby, you know, immature juvenile regrowth. So, you know, in terms of sex drive, in terms of pain, there's the moral to this is ask. There's even lidocaine. There's even ways where, you know, some women say, look, I'm fine with everything else except just the vagina. The vagina hurts. Well, there's topical lidocaine. There's actually topical preparations that you could put. So sex is not painful, and you could still enjoy it because there's other aspects to your biology that can get stimulated. So you need to talk to a doctor about it. Don't be embarrassed about it. Everyone's like, oh, man, we're going to be talking about vaginas today. Well, it's okay. That's what we do. I mean, you know, you're thinking about it. You know, men, they're like, you know, I don't want to talk about it with anybody. It's not, you're not losing your manhood, you're not losing your womanhood or your personhood, all right? It's something that, trust me, you not having sex, you feel like you're not yourself. So if you like sex and you want to have it, talk to your doctor if you're having issues with it. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000. $5,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Supreme Court ruled unanimously that the NCAA's strict limits on compensating college athletes violate antitrust law, a decision that could have broad ramifications for the future of college sports.
The White House wants more details about bipartisan talks on an infrastructure compromise in the Senate.
An idea that's been floating around there that certainly the president would not support is a gas tax, which would raise taxes on people making less than $400,000 a year. We're just not going to stand for that, and we're not going to accept that.
On CBS This Morning, Press Secretary Jen Psaki also urging senators to advance a big bill on voting rights this week. Cleanup efforts continue in a Chicago suburb after a tornado blew through last night. The National Weather Service confirming a large and extremely dangerous tornado touched down near Woodridge. Debris was scattered across the interstate and power lines and buildings were damaged. This is USA Radio News. Over the weekend, Georgia cleared its voter rolls of over 100,000 names of people the state says were either deceased or moved out of the state. Georgia Republican Governor Brian Kemp reacts to the updating of voter rolls on Fox and Friends.
It's pertinent for the Secretary of State's office to be following federal law when it comes to list maintenance and keeping our rolls updated. You also need to remove deceased voters and things of that nature.
Democrats crying foul, arguing that frequent voter roll purges can be a tool of voter suppression by removing legitimate voters. Vaccine plateaus are starting to be seen across the nation. Ohio Republican Governor Mike DeWine and state medical professionals are raising concerns about the plateau and the number of people getting COVID vaccines in Ohio.
The president has set a goal of 70%. We think that's a good goal. We're certainly not going to be at that point by July 4th, but we are not done. You will see some more initiatives from us.
USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So some of you are planning the trip on 4th of July weekend. I'm excited for you. I hope you guys do get to take a trip. I'm excited. It's been about a year and a half. Really rough time. There's family we haven't seen. I haven't seen my brother-in-law and my nieces and nephews in a long time. And I'm excited. We're going to be going. But be careful. Not only because of COVID. There's some states that they fear are going to be at higher risk for the variant, Alabama, Arkansas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Tennessee, and Wyoming, based on their vaccination rates. So that Delta variant is slated to come. But another thing I want you guys to be prepared for is your flight could get canceled. Not so much because of COVID directly, but because they don't have a pilot. So remember I told you the rental car industry, in order to stay afloat, they had to sell off a lot of their fleets and cars. And so once they were able to start opening up and making revenue again, they slowly started to buy back cars. Well, airlines were losing money. So what do you do if you're losing money? Well, you let staff go. Now, maybe staff made unemployment, but when things were able to open up again, they were like, great. All right, guys, everybody come back. Well, if it was maybe a week or two, people might have the same phone number. But after a year and a half, if you weren't busy and now you're getting busy, that pilot might not, or that flight attendant, they might not have been working this whole time. And so American Airlines had to cancel hundreds of flights, and they were really open about it. They said, we have staff shortages. They also had maintenance and other issues. They said they're going to trim its schedule by 1% through mid-July. But they canceled a heck of a lot more than that this weekend. So there's huge vacation demand. You and I are like, all right, let's get out of Dodge. Let's do this. But the companies tried to turn back on a light switch that probably should not have been shut off the way it was, are still struggling. So CNBC reports that American Airlines had to cancel hundreds of flights over the weekend due to staffing shortages, maintenance, and other issues. Challenges facing the carrier as travel demand surges towards pre-pandemic levels. 6% of their schedule got cut. On Sunday alone, they cut 190 flights. On Saturday, 4% of its schedule, or 123 flights, were canceled. Today, they canceled 106 flights. So we're coming up on, this is summer break, we're coming up on holidays. I don't think my flight is American. I think one leg might be American. I think I'm on Delta. But this could happen to any of them. Especially if people come back to work and they're just not feeling it. Most pilots still want to stay active and still keep up. But apparently, we're being told that it was not only flight attendants, but also getting pilots back. They say American said it's trimming its overall schedule by about 1% through mid-July to help ease some of the disruptions. Some of which they said did result from bad weather, right? Because we just had Claudette in North Carolina and Dallas. But airlines are scrambling to keep up with the demand. Now concerts, restaurants, theme parks are reopening. Remember we talked about the trickle effect or the domino effect. You know, you cancel, you shut down Vegas, now conventions are closed. And now, well, then the airline companies are stuck. Then the airlines, and I know they make a lot of money, especially on that bag of peanuts that we're spending multiple hundreds of dollars for a seat for it, only get peanuts. But for them to now go back and say, all right, guys, everybody come back to work, not happening. TSA said they screened 2.1 million people yesterday. That's the most since March 7th, 2020. Which, by the way, I traveled March 7th, 2020. I was coming back from a conference. So I'm in that count. But it is still 23% below the 2.7 million people that was screened 2 years ago. American Airlines shares were down. So they say it's bad weather, labor shortages. Some of our vendors are contending with. They're trying to ramp up quickly and they can't. So here we are with, I don't know if you see the news as often as I, there's staff shortages causing trash pickup issues. There's staff shortages in prisons. There's shortages, as we know, in restaurants. There's also shortages of hospital cleaning staff. So this was very interesting. I mean, hospitals have had a heck of a time staying staffed. One is because, you know, many people got COVID and they were exposed, and others, they felt overworked. Hospitals made less money. But we're being, here in the news, they say the union representing workers at Catholic Health's Mercy Hospital in Buffalo is urging the hospital to address a shortage of cleaning staff. Apparently, Jackie Etapio Arend, president of CWA Local 1133, cited shortages of respiratory therapists, as well as dietary department and transport department workers, but especially cleaning staff. She said, we're getting through a big pandemic where everything is so contagious. Who knows what's growing on everything because it hasn't been cleaned appropriately. She said, cleaning staff shortage has become a safety issue. She called on the hospital to fill more environmental services positions and to provide help for current workers. So, hospice. We're seeing hospice staff shortages. That's not good. We've spoken about that. Shortages at pools. So, I've seen a lot of op-eds. They say if you have a staff shortage, raising wages normally helps. This is a piece in The Guardian. And they're right. If you are having trouble getting people back, you're going to have to entice them by pay. You're going to have to raise pay. Sadly, you and I are paying for that. So, I am looking at prices that are just grossly exaggerated, grossly above normal, and I feel like I'm getting gouged everywhere I go. And I don't get mad at these companies because I understand they had to pay more to get people to come back, but I'm mad at the government for having these extra unemployment benefits not expire when we're trying to get people to go back to work. Now, I think people could still apply for unemployment. I understand that some industries might not still be open. But when you have people that left the restaurant and the restaurant's hiring them back and they say no, that would then be solved by a refusal of work, I guess, requirement. I don't know. But it's, and I know it's tricky because some people, you know, they have child care issues. It's difficult to go back to work. I get that. But I think this labor shortage has been accelerated and compounded because, I mean, who wants to go in and, you know, deal with people on a flight that are complaining? You know, we spoke about how I was having trouble breathing with my mask because I had allergies when I had gone to Long Island for the Talkers Conference. And so the only way I got to remove my mask, and I'm fully vaccinated, was if I had a drink. So I kept ordering something to drink, but then I had to keep getting up to pee. And usually I don't drink that much on a plane, so I don't have to get up to pee, which is not good. You still need to hydrate. But I just didn't want to wear the mask. And, you know, then I wanted to, like, loosen the mask so I could drink something and breathe because my nose was completely blocked up. I didn't realize I was going to have such an issue breathing. And, but my allergies just got so bad. And so it's, and I know people are like, oh, you need to wear a mask, you need to wear a mask if you're sick. I wasn't sick, it was allergies, but I get it. I understand it's a barrier. So, you know, who wants to go in and clean a hospital? Especially if you can make more money being home. So we have some issues, and you and I are going to see not only inflation, but gouging. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Hey guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCTALI. So when I was little, one of the shows I watched was Charlie's Angels, or the reruns of Charlie's Angels. And I always wanted to be the Farrah Fawcett character. I forgot who she was. I remember my sister was like, but Sabrina's the smart one. And I'm like, oh, yeah, no, but I want to be Farrah Fawcett. I want to be the blonde one. And then there was Kelly. There was Sabrina Kelly, and I forget who Farrah Fawcett was, but I wanted to be the Farrah Fawcett one, just because, and I wanted to be blonde,
and I was going to use whatever bleach I had to look like Farrah Fawcett. And I think I did a pretty good... I did not. Never happened for me. And they were all pretty smart. And one of the things that I remember as a little girl watching Charlie's Angels is there was a scene where Kelly had to run out of her car. Oh, it's because somebody said there was a bomb. I think Bosley. No, not Bosley. Charlie called her and said there's a bomb in the car. And like, how the heck did he know? And then why didn't he stop it? And then I guess he had to go back and he said, the suitcase, Angel, the suitcase. So she had to run. And I'm thinking to myself, if my boss tells me to go back to a car that has a bomb in it to get the suitcase, I'm getting fired that day. So anyway, so she runs back to get the suitcase or the briefcase, and then she runs, and then there's the big flames, and her hair still looks all good, not as good as Farrah Fawcett's hair. And I'm like, man, I don't think I want to be a criminal investigator. Plus, I was really intimidated by the boobies. I'm like, I don't want boobies that big. No way. I didn't get the Farrah Fawcett looks, but I got the boobies and then some. So it's all right. We're all blessed. I'll take what I get. And so when I was in a car accident in the, gosh, was it the 90s? I immediately jumped out of the car because I thought it was going to blow up. I was driving to see my husband I was dating at the time because he lived in L.A. I was in medical school, and I get T-boned, and I was in multiple car accidents in California, and I would just jump out of the car into traffic because I was afraid that car would blow up. And everybody says, Dahlia, cars don't go on fire. You don't really see cars light on fire. Well, actually, today, I drove to work, and today, and I posted the picture on my Facebook. I'll post it in other places as well. Car on fire. Fact, there was a car on fire even a few weeks ago. So why are cars lighting on fire? And some of us are in the biggest heat waves of our lives, and we are seeing record temperatures. Can this heat wave cause our car to light on fire? Short answer is yes, but the long answer is it's not that easy. Some of you have asked, will your Tesla light on fire? So I decided to look up some of these answers because I'm not a car expert. I'm an expert on how to look like Farrah Fawcett. No, I'm not. Okay. Expert on boobies, maybe. And so there's a whole variety of reasons. So I go to Auto How Stuff Works. I love that because I learn all my auto stuff. And so they say, one, there could be design flaws. Now, I don't know what car this was. You guys might be able to see from the picture, but there was a car where the total engine was on fire. So I'm not sure if there was an engine flaw or something like that. But they say sometimes design flaws could cause some of these things to sadly light on fire. There's usually a recall because somebody has a fire. The mechanic says this is what happened. But a lot of times it's not the design flaw that... You know, a lot of times the design flaw, the car still makes it off the lot. It makes it out of the factory. But if you need to, as a car owner, be up to date on recalls, do you know if any part of your car has been recalled? I don't go on my car's website. I don't even know what kind of a car I have. Well, now I do, but I don't even know the year. I know it's a car. I know the type of car. I just don't know the year. So you want to be up to date. You always want to look up if there's recalls, especially in the heat. And then poor maintenance. Right? I mean, a lot of you guys are overdue for your colonoscopies and your mammograms and your pap smears. Has your car had its maintenance? Now, you guys are like, my oil's fine. There's more to your car than the oil. You know, so poor maintenance could be. They said, if you're going to be sloppy about maintenance, your car is going to be a lot more dangerous in general, and the increased likelihood of a car fire is just part of the greater risks you're taking. So leaky vat, leaky seals, faulty wiring, broken parts. An engine with a bad gasket is more likely to drip hazardous fluids. Also, frayed wiring. Some of the wiring could be frayed. You could have some sparks. So definitely not good. Car crashes. Okay, so every time I was in a car accident, I'm like, I know my car can light on fire. And, you know, even if it's not the gas tank, there could be something with the engine. Do not jump out of the car after car accident and go into the middle of the street like I did. Very, very dangerous. You know, but in some accidents, you know, it could possibly cause a car fire. We'll talk about when to jump out of a car and when not to, because we don't want you to hurt your neck.
But there are supposed to be crumple zones, but old cars might not have these, you know, crumple zones that are designed very well. So dangerous spots in the engine, the battery, gas tank could sadly ignite. Heat spilled fluids can also do that. There is arson. There are people that light things on fire. I don't know if anybody knows anybody, you know, in the cartel that could put a bomb in your car or something, God forbid. So sometimes it could be, you know, tinkered with, deliberate, unfortunately, you know, arsonists, things like that. So now hybrid and electrical vehicles. So I don't know if you guys remember, there was a Tesla Model S that caught fire in 2013. This was, I think, the fall in 2013. Now the company already, I think, implemented changes, but I believe was it the Volt? Who else had issues? Yeah, the Chevy Volt. Apparently, Chevy Volt, the 2011-2012, had test vehicles that caught fire. So, most hybrids and electric vehicles, apparently the Model S was traveling at high speeds, hit a piece of debris, the debris punctured the car's battery, and then the battery behaved like any other battery when it ignited. That's what happened, they say, to the Model S. With the Chevy Volt, federal regulators thought it was leaking coolant that could have interacted with damaged batteries. I don't fear electric vehicles lighting on fire to the degree that people say they could. I fear like power grid hacks and not being able to have access to power. That's why I like hybrids. But these cars, and I think by the time everybody starts having electric vehicles, I think a lot of that is going to be ironed out. But those are some concerns when you have hybrid and electric batteries. Your catalytic converter can overheat. Exhaust system, catalytic converters will overheat because they work too hard to burn off more exhaust pollutants. They're designed to process, so you don't want your car to overheat. You don't want to overwork your car. If your temperature, keep an eye on your temperature, overheated engines. A car engine should not overheat to burst. That should have already passed every safety test. But in theory, that could be a possibility if you have a variety of other factors. That's the moral to this. There has to be a bunch of stuff going on. Like, you know, you could have an overheated engine, but if you have frayed wiring, issues with the battery, issues with leakage of fluids and sealants and things like that, that could then cause a problem. A drip drizzle spurt throughout the engine bay into the exhaust system, landing on hot parts, that could possibly ignite and spread. Apparently, Ford had a huge recall in late 2012 because of their EcoBoost powertrain. The engine overheated. I don't know if they had any fires, but I know they had some issues. So spilled fluids, got to make sure your fluids are fine. They're vital. You also want to make sure because fluids cool down the car. And then, of course, electrical system failures. Every car still has its own electrical system. So those things could unfortunately fail and have an issue. They say a battery's charging cycle could cause explosive hydrogen gas to build up in the engine bay, and the electrical current the battery provides could produce sparks that then ignites a fluid drift or leaked vapors. And then, of course, your fuel system. So, gasoline. Gasoline at a 45 degree Fahrenheit can spark. So it has a very low temperature threshold in terms of ignition and combustion. So, you know, don't let your car overheat, but get your car maintenance. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.